Hare Krishna. So today we'll be seeing verse number 20. Until now, we have seen a lot about what happened on both the army side. On the side of Kauravas, on the side of Pandavas. And lots of discussion we did. But then finally now we are coming to those two personalities who are actually going to discuss something very, very important. Very important for whom? Important for all of us. And from now, from this verse onwards that we're going to discuss, lots of things are going to be uncovered. So let's start with verse number 20. It goes like this.
Atha vyavasthitan drishtva dhartarashtran kapidvajah pravritte shastra sampate dhanur udhyamya pandavah rishikesham tada vakyam Idam aha mahipate.
So here Sanjay is addressing Mahipate, O king. What is he telling? Atha vyavasthitan. Thereupon situated. Situated where? If we remember in verse number 14 of first chapter, it was given a clear description about where was Madhava and where was Pandava situated.
Tatha shvetair ahair yukte mahati syandane stitau.
Mahati syandane. So both these personalities, Krishna and Arjuna, they were situated where? On a great chariot. Mahati syandane. And there is one speciality of this chariot that is given here.
Kapidvajaha.
Kapidvajaha. So this kapidvajaha basically means on the huge chariot, there was a flag. Dvaja. And who was there in the flag? Kapi. Hanuman. So today we're going to discuss some more things about Kapi Dvaja. Before that, let's try to understand more about this verse. And then, what was this personality doing? Pandava. Who is this Pandava? Arjuna, we're talking about. So Dhanur Udyamya, he took up his bow and Pravritte Shastra Sampate. He was ready to shoot the arrows. And at that time, what did he do?
Drishtva Dhartarashtran.
He looked at whom? Dhartarashtran. Now, I hope I am very clear about this. What do you mean by Dhartarashtran? We have discussed that in the previous verses also. The sons of Dhritarashtra Maharaj. So, all of them. He just glanced at them. And then, what did he do?
Rishikesham Tadavakyam.
Then he spoke to whom? Rishikesha. So in the previous verse we discussed, what is Rishikesha? Who is Rishikesha? Rishikesha, the controller of senses. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now, a very interesting verse. We'll try to focus and discuss about Kapidvajaha first. Now, this Kapidvajaha, does this have any significance? And if we say that this Kapi is actually Hanuman, then where did he come from? This is the first question. So what happened is, during Vanavas, so Arjuna was told by Yudhishthira Maharaj to get some celestial weapons. And he went to heavenly planets to get those celestial weapons. So at that time, all the other Pandavas who were there along with Draupadi, so they were there in Badrika Ashrama. They were wandering in that forest of Badrika Ashrama in the Himalayas. So one day, Draupadi, she was looking at the beautiful Alakananda river and she saw 1,000-petaled lotus in the river. She looked at Bhima and she said, I want more lotuses like this. Can you please get it? And Bhima, always ferocious, furious, he took the club, he grabbed his club and he started marching. He started climbing the top of the hill of Himalayas to find out, where he can find more lotuses like that. And then while doing that, he was uprooting the trees, huge trees, to clear the path, so that he can climb properly. And then while doing that, all the animals, including the ferocious carnivorous animals, all of them were just, going hither and thither. There was no one, who could come closer to Bhima. That was his power. That's what we discussed, right, in one of the verse. Vrikodhara, Bhima Karma. So, he does that Herculean task and he was doing that here. So when he was climbing the mountain and he was started walking on the plain surfaces there was one big block in front of him. a huge monkey was lying there. Now, Bhima wanted to cross, but then the etiquette is we cannot cross the body of someone. So, Bhima requested that huge monkey. At the same time, he ordered the huge monkey that get away from my path. I want to go to the other side. And that monkey, in a very frail voice, he said, see, I'm very old. I cannot get up from here. Maybe you can only pick up my tail and keep it aside and then you start walking the other side. And Bhima has got strength of 10,000 elephants. That's what is the description that is given in Shastra. So Bhima went there and he tried lifting the tail of that monkey and he couldn't move an inch. He couldn't do anything to that tail that was lying there. It was there as it is. And Bhima at that time, he could understand that this personality is not a normal personality. He is someone special. Let me talk to him. Then Bhima, with a lot of humility, initially he was ordering. Now with a lot of humility, he started talking to the monkey. And he said, who are you? I'm not able to move your tail at all. Who are you? I'm sure you are a great personality. And at that time, this huge monkey revealed his own identity and he said, I am Hanuman, Vayu Putra, and you are my brother, Bhima. So it was like two brothers meeting. You can imagine after one yuga or something like that. Treta Yuga, Hanuman was there. Now it's Dwapara Yuga that is going on when it comes to Bhima's lifespan. Yes. So now here, when both of them met and they had nice talks with each other, so Bhima requested Hanuman. He said, see, now there's going to be a big battle. I request you, O brother, please come and fight from our side. And Hanuman said, see, look at my body. I'm so huge. I'm from Treta Yuga. I'm alone enough, to just shatter all the enemies, kill all the enemies. So this will not be correct. This is not a proper etiquette. So he said that I'll surely support you, but in an indirect way. How? I will be there on the flag of your brother's chariot, Arjuna's chariot. And whenever you shout, O Bhima, whenever you roar, I will roar with your voice. And together, our voices will shatter the hearts of all the enemies. And then Hanuman gave blessings to Bhima that may you be victorious. And at that time, after this talk, they both left. So in this way, we understand that Hanuman was there on Dwaja, not to support Bhima. So here, very nice description is given. What does Hanuman on the flag indicate? So Prabhupada is describing it very beautifully here. Let me read it for you. The emblem of Hanuman on the flag of Arjuna is another sign of victory. So here, we are seeing another sign of victory. In the previous verses, we saw two signs of victory. First one was Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Krishna was named as Madhava. So that means the husband of Goddess of Fortune. And there we saw that wherever there is husband, the wife has to come. So wherever there is Krishna, Goddess of Fortune has to come. So Krishna himself was present. And then Goddess of Fortune was also there. And now here is a third sign of victory, and that is Hanuman. But then why Hanuman is a sign of victory? What is the reason? Prabhupada says here, because Hanuman cooperated with Lord Ram in the battle between Ram and Ravan, and Lord Ram emerged victorious. Now both Ram and Hanuman were present on the chariot of Arjuna to help him. So now, Lord Ram in Treta Yuga, when he had a fight, another great battle, Ramayan, when he had a fight with Ravan, so at that time Hanuman was his a great servant and also a great soldier who was helping Ram. And we could say that, yes, because of Hanuman and various other great stalwarts, Ram was victorious. So here that's what is said. So Ram and Hanuman were together and they became victorious. And now what's the situation? Now the situation is, both Ram and Hanuman were present on the chariot of Arjuna. Okay, Hanuman present, we understand. What about Ram? Who is there? Who is Ram here? Prabhupada mentions here, Lord Krishna is Ram himself. And wherever Lord Ram is, his eternal servitor Hanuman, with and his eternal consort Sita, the goddess of fortune are present. So Ram is there, so Hanuman is there, and surely, as we have discussed, goddess of fortune Sita is also present. And so one thing is very clear now. Therefore, Arjuna had no cause to fear any enemies whatsoever. So here we see, even before the battle has started, it's very clear who is the winner or who is going to be victorious. Now, another thing that we have to get to our notice here is, see, Hanuman was there on the flag. Now, it was not a print. Hanuman was there as an incarnation on the flag. So, in the future verses, we'll see that Arjuna goes into depression and he says that, oh, Krishna, I'll not fight. He's just sitting, holding his head. So, at that time, Hanuman could have come out of the flag and he could have said, hey, coward, move aside. Good for nothing you are. I will fight. And Hanuman could have just defeated the enemies in no time. But Hanuman remained on the flag. Why? Because he understood what is expected from him and what is the order of the Lord for him. So since Lord did not order Hanuman to fight, Hanuman remained on the flag. And since Arjuna was ordered to fight, Hanuman allowed Arjuna to fight even when Arjuna was not ready to fight. This is a very, very important learning. We all have to understand that what is expected from us, what is Lord expecting from us, and we have to act accordingly. But now the question is, how will we get to know that what is Lord expecting from us? Very clear. Instructions of Bhagavad Gita will tell us that what is Lord expecting from us. If we just understand what is given in Bhagavad Gita, we will understand how we are supposed to act according to Lord's will. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, obviously we are learning so many things, but at the same time, we'll understand that what is Lord expecting from us. And when we start acting upon that, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna will be very pleased. So this is what we see in this verse. And now, for the first time, this entire Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is going to speak to Krishna. So let's see that in the next video. We'll be seeing the verse numbers 21 and 22. Hare Krishna.